Welcome back to Shoot the Bull. Texans often travel to remote areas of the state to take part in regional events or festivals. Joining us, Texas Department of Agriculture Administrator Rick Rhodes. Tell us how rural communities and events go hand in hand.
You know, Tony, Texas hosts to many events statewide, and often these festivities take place in rural areas. Texas is fortunate to have so much to offer when it relates to tourism. From the Gulf Coast to Big Bend and the High Plains to the Paladura Canyon, there's always someone or something that's two-stepping in Texas. The Lone Star State highlights its pride and diversity through many well-known events, festivals, and attractions. And these events aren't just fun. They prove to be a large driving force in local economies as well.
About some examples.
Absolutely, Tony. Take this for example. One of the state's agriculture crops is grapes. This delicious fruit is a value-added crop for the wine industry. Many of the wineries across the Lone Star State hold events or festivals open to the public, which bring a huge tourism to those areas. You can find a Go Texan winery near you at gotexan.org.
What else you got?
There are other commodities across the state that drive tourism, like some of our favorite sweet fruits. We have the Petite Strawberry Festival that comes up in April and the Luling Watermelon Thump in July. Many of these events provide an opportunity for Texas ag producers to showcase and sell their products. The Texas Department of Agriculture is always happy to promote all of these events and communities through our Go Texan Rural Community Program.
Thanks for joining us for Shoot the Bull with Texas Department of Agriculture Administrator Rick Rhodes. I'm Tony Purcell, TSN News.